Ancient Texts, The Genealogy of Energy, is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Barbro and is a production of EI Alliance, copyright 2021. Greetings, this is Julie. Thank you for all your comments on our highlight reel. Susan and I appreciate all our subscribers helping us all move forward in the energy together. A few of you actually had questions about the products we create. So what better way to share information than with some promos we put together? Not only were the books and ebooks available both on Amazon and Google Play a lot of fun to make, but so were these spontaneous promos. Enjoy as we share the energy. Hi, this is Julie here with Susan, and I have to ask you, what's one of the favorite books that we've written together? Which one would you say?
My favorite would be Energetic Invocations, because you tricked me into writing it, and it wrote itself, and I just was grateful to be a part of it. I like all the books we've written. We've had so much fun, but that's probably my favorite.
You know, I agree with you. I love Energetic Invocations, and I love the invocations because they're really powerful, and I love the way it slides into the Endra book. So the Endra scripts is really fun as well. So I agree with you.
Yep. Awesome. So Julie, we wrote 10 plays of the Endra scripts.
Yes.
Do they seem believable to you?
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? They're a hoot. I relive them most of the time.
But they're not traditional magic scripts.
No, they're not. It's real magic based in energy. It's cool stuff.
And everybody can do it.
That's right, everybody can. Hey, Susan, you remember that old song that Tom Petty sang?
Which old song?
The waiting is the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was so right about that. The waiting is the hardest part. The coolest thing about all the stuff we've written, you can get it as an ebook right now.
Right.
Live.
Now.
And you know what they say, there's no time like the present. Hey, Susan.
Yes?
Do you know what you get me for Christmas?
Not sure yet.
Well, don't be thinking you're going to give me any of the books we've written, because I have all of those.
Drop your pocket, head in the sand, brain migration to a mystical land. Got no pocket, got no pocket. Drop your wallet, there in the sand. You drop your wallet right here in my hand. You got no wallet. Got your wallet.
Yeah, but they're a quick read, yet they keep making you go back because you think you got it. And you got to go back and read it again because there's something more each time. It's like a gift that keeps giving.
I agree with you. They're in my pile to read again over and over. But, you know, I'm kind of stuck on this Christmas trivia right now. Hey, Susan, the other day I was stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
I'm not telling a joke here. I was really stuck in traffic. And when I'm not listening to the Free Rock Trio and New Threads music, I sometimes listen to our podcast. Not because I want to listen to myself.
You want to listen to me.
Yeah, okay, no.
Got no pocket, head in the sand. You dropped your pocket right here in my hand. Dropped your pocket. Dropped your pocket. Pocket, head in the sand, brain migration to a magical land. You got no pocket, you got no pocket.
Because when I listen, it's like all new, all over again.
Do you ever wonder who said that? And
yeah.
You realize some people say we sound alike. So whenever I hear something that I'm like, I don't remember saying that, I just attribute it to you.
Ooh, I like that. So I could be in the car a long time.
And you may just be. Isn't it interesting, Julie, that you and I both grew up outside of Boston, one town away from each other, and it took, I'm just going to say, over 40 years for us to meet and do these podcasts, and the minute we started doing them, they just keep coming faster and faster. Don't you find that fascinating?
Sounds like wine, or is it cheese to me?
I think it's kismet, and I think if we go with that, everything that we're saying has been set up divinely for us to say it.
Agreed. Hey, Susan.
Hi, Julie.
Did you notice throughout the day that you could hear some really odd sounds?
Wow, that's a loaded statement.
Yeah, that is. But, you know, on our podcast, you don't hear any odd sounds. You just hear us in the energy. We have podcasts. They're available everywhere. And we say a lot, even though Susan's not really saying anything right now.
Because you're saying it all.
Hey, it's Julie here, and we have to do this interruption really quick because we only have a couple of seconds because we're interrupting some good content, wouldn't you say?
I'd say.
And what are we interrupting for? That was too long of a gasp. We're interrupting to say we have ebooks, books, and podcasts galore.
Hey, folks. Julie and I do a whole lot of talking, but you know, a lot of that comes from self-reflection and really looking at our lives and things that didn't make sense. And we sat down and figured out the questions that were important to us and some of the philosophy behind it. And we put it together in a journal.
Ooh.
Check it out.
And who doesn't love a good journal? Get your favorite pen and just get writing. You know what? People are always posting quotes. You don't even know if they're really true.
Or they're quotes that you've read 10,000 times.
Right, and you're supposed to like them. What about quoting from something different and new?
That would be fun.
We did it and took quotes from our Energetic Invocations books, and we put it in a quote book.
They're really good.
How do I live when I don't fit in?
Julie, you don't do trivia like everybody else.
Oh, no. I started with the Christmas trivia book because I found all this really interesting Christmas content. And so I started making really fun questions, stuff that nobody else has asked.
But you didn't stop there.
Nope. I'm working on Halloween, Samhain, and trivia on magic in Salem, and love trivia that's going to be a bit X-rated.
You have another one.
Yes. We worked on it together, the Kabbalion trivia. And anyone who's heard our podcast or read The Kabbalion by Three Initiates, you got to get this. It's an ebook.
And we might end up thinking about The Kabbalion in ways that you would never have imagined.
And that's the purpose of trivia.
Got no wallet, hidden safe. Train my game to a magical lane. Got no pocket. Got no pocket. Drop your wallet, they're the same. Bring migration to your magical land. Drop your pocket. You drop your pocket.
Because it works at your brain, mind, consciousness, and gets you in all types of cool energy to propel from. And isn't that what we like to do?
It is.
Hey, Susan, do you remember when Trump meant you throwing down one of those special cards in the Game of Whist?
Yeah, I do.
Now it takes on a whole new meaning, huh?
It does.
And so in our Trump book that we wrote, How Trump Wins, we really look at the cool aspect of the energy, all personalities aside.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that nobody else did. But we did. And it's actually kind of interesting.
It is. And it's out there. So The Kabbalion by Three Initiates is a really cool book. You can read it and read it again and keep on getting different information. And we have a whole podcast series all over the world. And yet there's always somewhere else to go with The Kabbalion.
And that's always the question that we have is how do we approach it from a different angle?
And to learn more about something, we came up with a great answer. Which put together a book of trivia on The Kabbalion.
And that is one way that we pushed ourselves into looking at it from a different perspective.
Exactly.
And so if you're listening to our podcast and you want to go further and you want to go deeper into more of the energy, you got to check this ebook out because it will propel you.
And it's only pennies.
But it's worth so much more because when you get in that space, if you can have something that can take you and send you somewhere else in the energy of what you're studying in a different way, it's priceless.
Touché.
Hey, Julie, do you remember the old Tootsie Roll Pop commercial? It's how many bites does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop?
Oh, yes.
Okay, you do remember that. How many rings does it take to get someone to answer the door on Halloween?
Depends on if you have candy or not.
Well, how many clicks does it take to get the Halloween trivia ebook?
Just a one.
Just a one. Get yours today.
Hey, Susan, what are you grateful for this year?
Oh, I'm so grateful for so many things. I'm so grateful for a
just
lot of
one. All of the above. We're not reading a story. Can we do it again? Hey, Susan, what are you grateful for this year?
I'm grateful for my beautiful family.
Oh, nice. And what about you, Julie?
For that and the wonderful collaborations I get to partake in.
That's awesome.
How about you, Danny?
I'm grateful that there's such a good variety of podcasts to listen to for any day, any mood. When I'm bored at work, I feel like I'm not even there, but I still do my work.
You are awesome. We're excited, too.
So what are we doing here, Susan?
Oh, we're doing commercials.
That's right. We're doing ads. But what are we selling?
I don't know. What are we selling, Danny?
I don't know. What are you selling?
Everybody's selling something. Aren't we selling something?
I don't know. My father used to ask me all the time, what the heck are you selling?
So I can imagine why, but let's get back to focus on what we're talking about here. We're talking about content.
Content and energy.
And humor.
Podcasts that take you out of the dumps.
There's so many to choose from. Enjoy.
And if you like the energy of this ad, hello, come along with us. Podcasts, tons of books, tons of ebooks. Everywhere.
When do you guys think the right time to put up the Christmas tree is?
Well, at least tonight is Halloween, so any day from tomorrow on.
Drop your pocket, head in the sand. Brain migration to a mystical land. Got no pocket. Got no pocket. Drop your wallet. They're in the safe. You drop your wallet right here in my hand. Got no wallet. I got your wallet.
I held back and I didn't put it up yet.
What about Julie? I would say yesterday!
Get it up! Well, you know what? For anybody who says it's too early or too late to put up a tree, you know what has no bounds on time? It's Christmas trivia. You can do it anytime. It's a lot of fun and you can get people in the spirit so they're more apt to put their tree up a little bit earlier.
Oh, I like that idea.
That's I love great. It.
And you can get a great trivia book by Julie Benetti today.
It's a big reveal, folks. Susan does have a deck of tarot cards. Danny, oh! You have one. And I have one, too.
Got no pocket, head in the sand. You dropped your pocket right here in my hand. Dropped your pocket. Dropped your pocket. Got no pocket. Head in the sand, brain migration to a magical land. Got no pocket, got no pocket.
And when you utilize tarot cards, you get yourself into the energy. And our writing is in that vibe as well. And of course, our podcast.
And we do not read tarot cards like everyone else does. But we look at them and we do something completely different. And that is what we think everybody can do.
The formal training is really doing the work yourself. And that's where all of our stuff stems from, is doing the work yourself.
And getting to that space where you can do it. In this podcast that we have, there's a lot of ebooks because we really believe that people are looking for this.
There's fiction and there's nonfiction. We got it all.
is Susan. I'm here with Julie and my daughter Danielle. We stole her back from Canada. She's excited to be a part of these podcasts and commercials.
It's been great hearing you guys, wanting to be here with you, and now being able to be in the same room.
And is that what you felt when you were listening to the podcast, that you were right here with us?
Every time you guys laughed, had jokes.
And every time I stumbled.
I felt like I was there watching.
And I have to admit it, I've been taking a little bit of Danny's advice, because I know she said the most enjoyable podcast, so when I went for Susan's jugular, so sometimes I'm like, this isn't fun enough, let me at her!
And I'm still standing.
Of course you are! Standing.
All of the podcasts are getting even more energized. We're expanding our own minds and our own vision, and we're sharing it. So grab a hold, because we're going nonstop, right up to the top of the mountain.
Woo! All right, I gotta share. Full disclosure here. You folks are missing the best part, because when I shut the recorder, Susan goes into the color commentary. You know, this is amazing. She's not just in the energy, but then she comes out and she's coaching it. How was that? That was good. Let's go for more.
I tend to be a quiet, introverted person.
And you know what? Oh, you always know you're getting our full selves in these podcasts and these books. So what are you waiting for? Spotify? Amazon? Don't be listening to me. Go!
Choo-choo! Hi, this is Susan, and I have to say that doing podcasting was something new to me. I do talk a lot, but when we first started off, Julie and I sat down and decided that we were going to put it in audio. When you listen to it, here's the little nugget that you have to find, is I was eating potato chips. So listen for the squeaky chairs and potato chips, then you'll know I was there.
So remember, it's not only wine and cheese that we have at these affairs, it's potato chips. Sponsors? Susan,
what?
This Cavalian podcast is great, but it's kind of sort of like we're in a class.
I know.
So how can you learn more if you're in a class and you're kind of listening along?
Well, the only way that you know what you're getting is to be tested. Or sometimes the way a question is asked, you might be surprised at what you think the answer is, but then, actually.
Ah, so it has to be a fun test in the energy.
It has to be a test that makes you think. It's not a rote A equals B equals C, and that's it. You memorize it.
Got no wallet, head insane. Train my gaze to a magical lane. Got no pocket. Got no pocket. Drop your wallet, head insane. Bring migration to a magical lane. Dropped your pocket. You dropped your pocket.
So, any suggestions?
Yeah, actually, I found a book, a quiz on the Cavalian. It's like trivia, but better.
Ooh.
And it's an ebook on Amazon, and you can get it for like practically nothing.
I'm going to get it now.
I love it. If you are having fun listening to us, if you're doing the work with us, at times I'm sure your head's spinning. Sometimes it's nice to have a little break. But if this is something that you're really interested in, you can email us at energeticinvocations@gmail.com. If you want us to do a book reading, to come out and do a talk, it would be both me and Julie, and we're in the Boston area.
Unless you want to pay expenses.
energeticinvocations@gmail.com. If it's something that you'd want to do, feel free to email us.
We're here.
Hi, this is Julie. I recently went away to Canada and I was excited to bring a handful of books, but I couldn't read a thing. Has that ever happened to you? All I wanted to do was play. If you travel, trivia is fun, and we have a lot of different trivia for you. We have Think You Know the Cavalian, you can test yourself, we have trivia on Halloween and Samhain, and we have Christmas trivia. So the time is right to test your brain and get moving. And if you want to do it today, you can download the ebooks. The Cavalian can get pretty intense, as you can tell with these podcasts, with the conversation between Susan and I. Sometimes reading and listening isn't the best way to absorb the energy. Believe it or not, testing yourself in a fun way with trivia helps you absorb the Cavalian principles and propel. That's why Susan and I put together a fun ebook to help you do just that. Download Think You Know the Cavalian today and have fun with the energy. Hey, it's Julie. And you've heard Susan and I say that the principles of the Kabbalion are everywhere. Well, they are. So how do you stay aware? How do you recognize them at work? And how do you understand them better? You can read and listen until you are blue. But when you test yourself, now that's when you start using what you know and start understanding the Kabbalion differently. Sure, you can make your own test questions, but why bother when Susan and I did the work for you? There are 75 questions, and you can explore the trivia alone or with friends. Find Think You Know the Kabbalion right now, download it today, and start actively using the Kabbalion to enrich your life. Hey folks, Julie here. You know, sometimes things just don't make sense, and you get that there's something more to life. You can either do the work to find out what that is, or just stay stuck in the routine. It really is a choice. Yet once you start doing the work, that becomes a part of your routine. That's what Susan and I found out. And because I'm a writer, we documented our process. Find it today on Energetic Invocations, a book of vibrational change, and Energetic Invocations series, a book of vibrational change, volumes 1 to 17. Ebook and books are available now. Hi, it's Julie. All right, I'm revealing. I rode the affirmation wave in the 1970s and 80s. Affirmations are great, but they're even better when they come from you and the energy of how you process life. That's why in Energetic Invocations, a book of vibrational change, an Energetic Invocation series, Susan and I carefully crafted invocations as part of each chapter. Invocations are sourced in the energy of change.
Head in the sand, brain migration to a mystical land. Got no pocket, got no pocket. Dropped your wallet there in the sand. You dropped your wallet right here in my hand. You got no wallet. Got your wallet.
And take the style of affirmations so much farther. See for yourself in our podcasts and in our books. You know, what you tell yourself is more important than anything else you could say. The major arcana, the picture, tarot cards are said to follow the stages of life from birth to death and beyond. In the same way, Susan and I blocked out the experience of life into parts, self, journey, people, environment, and world in our book, Energetic Invocations, a Book of Vibrational Change. Each part intensely explores aspects of the life experience. But don't take my word for it.
You dropped your pocket right here in my hand. Dropped your pocket. Dropped your pocket. Got no pocket, head in the sand. Brain migration to a magical land. Dropped your pocket.
Check it out, download the parts as an ebook, or get the whole book available now. When I say hologram, does it make you think of how the sum of the parts equals the whole? Also, how the whole is represented in the parts? It does for me, because the whole picture and the details are important. That's why Susan and I put 5 parts in our book, Energetic Invocations, a Book of Vibrational Change. Self, journey, people, environment, and world. Each part is important in detail, but also as a part of your whole life. Work on the parts and work on your whole life. Change can happen. Energetic Invocations and Energetic Invocation Series available now. Download the ebook today or get the paperback. It's a great experience as a writer to get feedback. And when you can turn around and use that feedback to make something even better, that's pretty cool. Susan and I wrote Energetic Invocations, a Book of Vibrational Change. So many readers told us it was an intensely energized experience to absorb the book and integrate the work into their own lives to get clarity. Many asked for real examples to help process the energy. That's how Energetic Invocation Series series, A Book of Vibrational Change, Volumes 1 to 17, with Process This was born. And the rest is history. The journey is yours. The energy is yours. What are you waiting for? It's available in paperback and ebook. Ever have something happen and wonder, how does this relate to my life? Often, it's in your perspective. Energetic Invocations, A Book of Vibrational Change, can help you clarify your perspective. Susan and I wrote it for ourselves to process what we were experiencing. Face it, we all experience similar situations. It's our reactions that count, and often against us. Awareness is a commodity today, so raise the value in your journey. Do the work with Energetic Invocations, A Book of Vibrational Change, and Energetic Invocations series today. If you wear special crystals as jewelry, connect with nature to recharge yourself, put love intentions in your baking for family and friends, you could be called a witch. That may be funny to hear, but not if you get to know Endra. Endra is a witch like none other. Find her story in the Endra Scripts, Anecdotes of a Modern Day Witch. There are 10 plays dabbling in tarot, Reiki, I Ching, aliens, quantum physics, and a whole lot more. There is romance, intrigue, spells, and a very cool kind of magic. The Endra Scripts, available now. Are you missing Samantha? Are you bewitched by the magic all around you? Then you will love The Endra Scripts. It's a series of 10 really funny plays involving Endra, a very cool witch, but she's a whole lot more. Find The Endra Scripts by Polonius, book and ebooks. Any time of the year is a great time to have fun with trivia. Yet when it's the holiday season, get yourself some Christmas and holiday trivia. Find ebook and books of 500 questions, Christmas and Holiday Trivia.
By Julie Benetti.
All you could wonder about the holiday season. Hi, Julie here. Susan and I appreciate you listening to our podcast. Did you also know we've written lots of ebooks and books together? Just go ahead and check out the link in our bio or find us both on Amazon author pages. Hey, Susan,
big news!
What?
All our books are now on Google Play.
Oh my God.
We have ebooks in all different variations. We get Energetic Invocations on there. The Energetic Invocation series, the Endra Scripts, the blotch card books. Those are really fun, the greeting card books. Everything's up there.
I just got one question.
What?
When am I gonna read them all?
Hey, you got a whole lifetime.
So Julie, do you know what goes with a nice bar of chocolate?
Well, there's many things I'm thinking of. I'm not sure what you're thinking of. I'm not being very psychic today.
Well, wine goes very nice. And you know what wine goes very good with? A good book or a good podcast. There's 5 podcasts that you can listen to that will make your brain soar, your mind open up. One is The Kabbalion. Then we have Ancient Texts. And Let's Talk About Energy. Your presence is required. And we have Oprah, Can You Hear Me? Oprah versus Donald Trump. And we know the election has ended.
But it's a timeless podcast because she just did an interview.
And it's not about politics.
And it's not about Oprah.
Oops.
We're doing an ad to ask you all to go ahead and buy one of our books.
Any book.
Because Susan's going to be buying a house soon. So buy a couple of them. I'm going to be buying something too. I don't know why. It's not going to be a case of wine. But buy as many books as you think that we could buy a couple of houses for. How's that?
And tell your friends.
Wait.
Share the wealth.
Didn't you want a couple of horses too?
Yeah. Throw in a couple horses.
All right.
Okay, so listen, this isn't a Bucca bookstore.
Those places are gone. They used to be all the rage in Boston. Yeah, you come out with like 30 books.
You can buy 30 of our books. You know, it'll be money worth spending because Mama needs some new shoes.
And don't forget, we got to split it on the ones we collaborated. If you buy just my book, I get 100% of it.
That's right. We have to split these pennies.
And sometimes it's 50-50 and sometimes it's what, 48?
One gets 48, one gets 47. And you know who ends up with 47? Do you ever walk into a bookstore and you see a grungy, nasty old person that's behind the counter?
Oh my gosh, that's not a bookstore I want to go to.
No, and you won't find our books there either. If you want our books, they are now on not only Amazon, but now on Google Play.
So stock up on them!
And there's no cranky person sitting behind the book counter. So, Julie, I don't know if our listeners or our readers know, but we sold out of the physical copy of our books everywhere in the Northeast.
Might be able to find some straggler copies on eBay.
Drop your pocket, head in the sand. Brain migration to a mystical land. Got no pocket. Got no pocket. Drop your wallet, there in the safe. You dropped your wallet right here in my hand. I got no wallet. I got your wallet.
Of the Christmas book and the original Energetic Invocations book.
You should all go to Google Play. If you'll get an ebook, you want a physical copy, contact us. We will get you a physical copy and we will sign it. We will autograph them.
And you might even get a blotch bookmark as well. What's our email address?
energeticinvocations@gmail.com. With COVID going on, Julie, you and I haven't really been able to do our little quote book tours. And the book tours started off one way where we sold out all of our books.
Right.
Then we started just to go local pubs and we would order whatever beer was local, had something to eat.
Got no pocket, head in the sand. You dropped your pocket right here in my hand. You dropped your pocket. Got your pocket. Got no pocket. Head in the sand. Brain migration to a magical land. Got your pocket. Got no pocket.
We talked about our books. We haven't been able to do that. So I guess everyone that was really looking forward to it has to go to Google Play, right?
Our books are on Google Play. You know, if you're in the audience and you're listening to our podcast, it's a very solitary experience. Mm. And you might wonder, was that Susan or was that Julie talking? And do I really care? And what are they talking about? But I can't stop listening. You might want to see what we write. And if you do, we have our materials on Amazon and on Google Play. We have a fan link website.
And you can find the fan link, whether you link to our Twitter, Instagram account, or our author pages on Amazon. So, Julie, you know people tell you should always look your name up on Google.
I've done that. Yeah.
I've been told that there is a doctor with my name. It's not me. And don't hound her looking for our books. The best way to reach us is through our FanLink account on our social media posts, in the bios, and in our author pages on Amazon.
Right. Our Twitter is EI Alliance 1, and our Instagram is EI Alliance. Very easy.
Can't miss that.
So, Susan, I know you're a doctor in Rhode Island, but we're not in Rhode Island right now. And the reason why we say that is because
in this day and age, what does anything mean? So why not get to the meat and potatoes of life?
Exactly.
And really work on yourself. And the best way to do it is through Energetic Invocations, a book of vibrational change. And once you feel like you want a little bit more, you can either listen to our podcast or get our How Do I Live If I Don't Fit In journal, which is a great way of helping you find those places deep deep within yourself.
And you know what's cool about all of that is there are no paths to certification needed.
Hey, Susan, are you certified?
You and I would think of the same thing.
I'm not saying that you're certifiable.
So we have a funny character in the Ender scripts, and that's actually in phase two.
What about
the
herbs?
Anyway, the reason why we bring up certification, you don't need any of that with any of the materials that we share.
Although, if you want, we will send you a certification statement saying that we have certified that you have read our book. Feel free to ask.
So, you know, Julie, you've gone to thousands of classes.
I went to thousands of classes in acupuncture, and yes, I am licensed.
And we think if you want to go for a real crazy ride, you should listen to the Kybalion. Because Julie and I did so much work, and you can actually see the process of what we went through.
And the cool part about that is it is just a conversation, but it shows so much more in the energy.
It's the Kybalion, a conversation. It's available everywhere you listen to podcasts.
We talk about presence in many ways, and we have a podcast where we have a conversation about it. Your presence is required. And you might ask, how can you talk about the now, about being present? We talk about whatever occurs in the energy and whatever doesn't occur.
Well, I think part of what we end up doing is debunking the idea of what is being present.
Hey, it ain't a Christmas gift either.
So our birthday present?
It's my birthday coming up for those of you who need to know. It's a few days away. Feel free to buy a book.
All our books are now on Google Play.
One more.
Oh, it's on?
So if you just heard that, that's the story of making podcasts with Susan. We've done five of them, you may ask. How can you go through that in five podcasts? And some of them have over 100 episodes. And yet, here we are.
And yet, here we are. And did you ever tell our listeners that we did a Kickstarter program?
An Etsy shop?
What else? We have an eBay account. We have done everything to get stuff out there. So if you get our stuff and you laugh along with us, please share it with your friends.
Thank you for your interest in our products and our podcast show. We look forward to sharing more conversations and insights with you. Have a great day. Thank you for subscribing and listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon authors pages and Google Play Books for our books and ebooks, and our fan link for podcasts available everywhere. Find music from the Free Rock Trio and New Threads everywhere too.